is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, how could he be so cold-hearted? Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for almost 20 years. When our daughter was 12, my husband jokingly told his brother that he was only staying in the marriage until our daughter graduates. He said it in front of me, and I agreed with him, thinking it was a joke because we had all been drinking and making digs at each other. He wasn't joking, though. When our daughter turned 19, my husband told me that he wanted a divorce. He planned to move to Canada or somewhere where he could have a simpler life. I asked him if it was something I did, and he told me that I had been a perfect wife and mother, but he had to go live his life on his own terms. I went through his phone, his emails, his credit card statements, and I did not find any evidence of him having a woman on the side. He told me that he never put my name on the mortgage after our wedding, but I could stay in the house because it's where our child grew up. We got a quick, non-contested divorce because if he didn't want to be with me, I certainly didn't want to be with him. I was hurt, and the divorce put me in a financial bind. Then things got worse. He didn't leave the country. He just moved to another county. He sent me a long email telling me that he wants his house back, and he gave me a deadline to get out. He said he has a new woman, and she will be living in the house with him. I don't have anywhere to go, and I have no legal rights to stay. Why would he lie saying he wasn't leaving me for someone else if he had someone else all along? I can't afford to move, but my attorney said I have to. Is it worth it to try and talk to him? How could he be so cold-hearted? You know what? I'm just sorry this is happening to you. I really am. Unfortunately, there are just some low-down, ugly, horrible people in this world, and that's just what it is. And I know this firsthand. So I'm going to say, drawing from my own experiences, all I can tell you is that as hard as this is for you right now, you can get through this. First, you do have to get out of the house. The house is not in your name. There's nothing you can do about it. The law is on his side. Your attorney even told you that. So you got to let him have that. You have to start working to rebuild your own life. This is not the end. This is the beginning for you if you look at it that way. You got to get a loyal support system of friends and family around you and just start putting the pieces of your life back together little by little. I mean, I had to stay with friends so I could save money to get my own place. I will tell you that going through something like this, you will truly see who your real friends are. Your ride or dies will be there for you. The others were only there for the good times, obviously. So your life isn't over. It's just changed in a major way, and you have to make the necessary adjustments. You do. I know this hurts. I know it's humiliating, all of that. For whatever reason, we don't know why he left you. We don't know. We know what he told you, but right now it doesn't even matter because this is no longer about him. You can't let this be about him. This is about you now and how you're going to make beauty from these ashes he left. You can do it. Trust me. You can do it. God's got you. You just got to start. Steve?
One of the best answers Shirley has ever given to me. She used herself as an example. She drew on her own life experiences. That's what it's about. What she told you, everything was 100% true. I can't dispute nothing. I can just give you another way to look at it. That's all I could do. But Shirley covered all the bases. Stop tripping. How could he be so cold-hearted? He is. Okay, he is. He is what he is. That's not going to change. Your daughter was 12. Your husband jokingly told his brother to stay in his marriage till at 19. You had been drinking. You agreed with him. She turned 19 and graduated. Guess what? He told you he wanted a divorce. And he had planned to move to Canada or somewhere where he could have a simpler life. I asked him for something I did. He said, no, you was a perfect mother and a perfect wife. Okay? But he wanted to live his life on his own terms. Then you went through all of his stuff, his phones, his contacts, his emails, his messages, his credit card statements, and you found no evidence that there was another woman. And he said that you could keep the house because that's where your child grew up, and y'all got a quick non-contested divorce because if he didn't want to be with me, I certainly didn't want to be with him. I was hurt, and the divorce put me in a financial bind. You say, then it got worse. He didn't leave the country. He just moved to another county. Lord have mercy. Ain't that beautiful? He didn't leave the country. He moved to another county. Now, this is going to work out just good. So when we come back, what I will explain to you is what this means for you. And all you have to do is understand, just do what Shirley said. For starters, let's get that through your head. What Shirley said is best. But you got to understand something now. Based on what we're going to say when we come back, it ain't really nothing you can do. You ain't got no legal rights to the house. He done told you you got to get out that house because he finna move back in with this woman. Now, you trying to figure out if he had a woman all the time, why ain't he tell? What difference it make? You got to divorce. Y'all ain't even married right now. If he had somebody or got somebody, you didn't find no evidence. What difference do it make? He done called you and told you now he got somebody. He felt comfortable telling you that because y'all ain't married.
Okay, Steve. Stop right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how could he be so cold-hearted? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how could he be so cold-hearted?
Okay, here's a woman that was married to this man. He told her when the daughter graduated as a joke when she was 12, they was going to get a divorce. She was drinking. She agreed with it. Well, when the girl graduated, he asked for a divorce. She was surprised. He said, it wasn't her. You've been a perfect wife, a perfect mother. You know, hey, look, I'm just going to go live my best life. I don't want to be married no more. I'm going to go to Canada or something. She said, well, he don't want to be with her. She don't want to be with him. So they got a quick divorce. He let her stay in the house because that's where she raised the kids at. But the house, he never put her name on the mortgage. So he kept the house in his name. Fast forward months later, after the divorce is over with, he living here. He sends her an email that's saying, hey, I want the house back. Here's a date. I want you to be out by now. I met this woman. We gonna come live there. And thank you for everything. But this what it is. Now, she thought in the beginning that there was a woman involved. So she went through all his emails, contacts, messages, credit card. But she saw no signs of a woman. But now he comes back and then he says, I got this woman. We gonna move into the house. And he didn't really move to out the country. He moved to another county. So he didn't go to Canada. He just moved to Carson. And so now she tripping because now she trying to figure out where this woman come from. And I don't have nowhere to go and I ain't got no legal rights to stay. Now, her question is, why would he lie saying he wasn't leaving me for someone else if he had someone else all along? Well, you did your research and he didn't have nobody. That don't mean he had nobody. He could have just got somebody. But what difference do it make? Y'all are divorced. You got a divorce. So what difference does it make if he had somebody else all along? I can't afford to move, but my attorney said I have to because you have no legal rights. Is it worth it to try to talk to him? And how can my ex be so cold-hearted? Okay, when you talk to him, what are you going to say? What you want to talk about? He got somebody else. He's so cool with the somebody else. He done told you he got somebody else. And he want that house because him and that somebody else finna go live there. He told you that. What could you talk? How could he be so cold-hearted? It's just life. All you have to do, listen to me. Had you taken care of your business and had your name on the documents and done the divorce right, even if your name wasn't on the document, when you got the divorce, you would have been entitled to it because y'all was married. But you got the divorce and signed all that away. So now you have no legal rights. all you really have to do is move. So that you can't afford to move, yeah, you have to. Shirley said it best. You may have to go stay with a friend, get your money together. You know, it's a little bit embarrassing, but hey, it's life. You can recover. And this is a fine chance for you to get somebody that wants you. He already got somebody want him. Stop wallowing in the mud when somebody, in the words, my favorite quote, Judge Lynn told her, said her grandmama told her, don't let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Now, it's clear. He got the divorce soon as the daughter graduated. He told you then. He moved out. He told you then. He called you and told you you got to move out. He told you that. He told you he got somebody new and they finna move in. He told you that. How much more information you need? Why do you want to talk to this man? It's nothing to talk about. You will be fine. As a matter of fact, you'll really be finer. Stop depending on somebody. Stop expecting somebody to take care of you. He got somebody else to take care of. He can't take care of two women. He ain't got that kind of money. You got to get out that house. He probably said something to the new girl. She said, well, I thought you had a house. Yeah, I do, but I let my ex-wife. So she gonna just stay in that house? Ain't that your house? Why don't you get your house back? Yeah, you right. Bill, Claire.
That's how he talks.
What, Otis? Listen to me.
Clara and Otis.
I was talking to this new girl I got, Geraldine. And Geraldine reminded me of something. That's my house. And that she think I ought to be living in my house. And I told Geraldine, well, you know you're right. Well, wait a minute. Who is Geraldine? Claudine, listen to me. I just met her. No, you probably had her before. I didn't have nobody. I just met her. You know, what difference do it make? We divorced. You got to get out. You got 45 days to get out.
Whoa.
And don't be punching no holes in the wall, doing that old nasty stuff. Don't be, ripping out the faucets and, you know, kicking out the screen doors and stuff. Just get out clean so I can have my house back. Because me and Geraldine, we got to make us a life.
I divorced him because I don't like the way he talks.
I'm finna call your mama or Odetta and see what she think of all this.
And I don't like his name.
Well, my mama Odetta done already told me you don't need to be staying in that house.
All right, you post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast
call your
on
sister.
The free.
You leave Ophelia out of this.
Heart Radio app. Free never sounded so good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.